तुज बिहारी जनवाला गिरिवार भारी जनवाला गिरिवार भारी यशोदनंदन भजन रंजन यशोदनंदन भजन रंजन जमुन पूरा वन चारी जमुन तेरा वन चारी जय राधव तुज बिहारी जय राधव तुज बिहारी राधव तुज बिहारी
ज्ञान विष्णु पाद परमहंस पूरी विचक चलो स्तोपाय शतश्री श्रीमारी के दान करे सबाई चरण बिंद बाकी वेदांत स्वामी प्रभुपाद की जय अनंत कोटि वैष्णव बिंद की जय जय गौ प्रेमानंद All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the lotus feet of Sri Sri Guru and Gauranga. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So today we'll be reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 2, Chapter 6, entitled Purusha Shukta Confirmed, Text 26. So we'll do it responsibly three times. Then the men will do once, the ladies once, and then the children after that, okay? So the verse is there. Namadeyani Mantrascha.
Namadeyani Mantrascha.
Dakshinascha Vratanicha.
Dakshinascha Vratanicha.
Devatanukrama Kalpa.
Devatanukrama Kalpa.
Sankalpas Tantramevacha.
Sankalpas Tantramevacha.
Namadeyani Mantrascha.
Namadeyani Mantrascha.
Dakshinascha Vratanicha.
Dakshinascha Vratanicha.
Devatanukrama Kalpa.
Devatanukrama Kalpa.
Sankalpastantramevacha.
Sankalpastantramevacha.
Namadevyani Mantrascha.
Namadevyani Mantrascha.
Dakshinascha Vratanicha.
Dakshinascha Vratanicha.
Devatanukrama Kalpa.
Devatanukrama Kalpa.
Sankalpastantramevacha.
Sankalpastantramevacha.
Namadeyani Mantrascha. Dakshinascha Vratanicha. Devatanukrama Kalpa. Sankalpastantramevacha. others?
Namadeyani
Manchascha.
Rakshinascha
Vritani Cha. Devatanu Prama Kalpa. Children?
Namadeyani
Manchascha.
Dakshinascha
Vritani Cha. Devatanu Prama Kalpa. Namadeyani Manchascha. Dakshinascha Vritani Cha. Devatanu Prama Kalpa. Sankalpastanchameva Cha. Namadeyani Manchascha. Dakshinascha Vritani Cha. Devatanu Prama Kalpa. Sankalpastanchameva Cha. So word for word. Namadeyani. Invoking the names of the demigods. Mantraha. Specific hymns to offer to a particular demigod. Cha. Also. Dakshina. Reward. Cha. And. Vratani. Vows. Cha. And. Devata Anukramaha. One demigod after another. Kalpa, the specific scripture. Sankalpa, the specific purpose. Tantram, a particular process. Eva, as they are. Cha, also. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. Translation. Other necessities include invoking the different names of the demigods by specific hymns and vows of recompense in accordance with a particular scripture for specific purposes and by specific processes. Purport. The whole process of offering sacrifice is under the category of fruitive action, and such activities are extremely scientific. They mainly depend on the process of vibrating sounds with a particular accent. It is a great science, and due to being out of proper use for more than 4,000 years, for want of qualified brahmanas, such performances of sacrifice are no longer effective, nor are they recommended in this fallen age. Any such sacrifice undertaken in this age as a matter of show may simply be a cheating process by the clever priestly order. But such a show of sacrifices cannot be effective at any stage. Fruitive action is being carried on by the help of material science, and to a little extent by gross material help. But the materialists await a still further subtle advancement in the process of vibrating sounds on which the Vedic hymns are established. Gross material science cannot divert the real purpose of human life. It can only increase the artificial needs of life without any solution for the problems of life. Therefore, the way of materialistic life leads to the wrong type of human civilization. Since the ultimate aim of life is spiritual realization, the direct way of invoking the holy name of the Lord, as mentioned above, is precisely recommended by Lord Chaitanya. And people of the modern age can easily take advantage of this simple process. which is tenable for the condition of the complicated social structure. Om Gyan Nityamandasya Gyana Janashalankaya Chakshuru Nitya Mimatasmai Shri Guru Venamaha Namo Vishnu Paraya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shumati Shri Guru Arpaviti Namaha Shri Shri Vindata Vivira Parapatnaka Jadayane Prabhupada Nupadaya Namaha Shri Guru Bhavati Namo Vishnu Paraya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shumati Bhakti Vedanta Samaniti Namaha Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Vicharani Vivishesha Sundaradi Pastati Deshatani Hare Krishna. So, whilst I'm speaking this morning, if any students have any questions or want a clear understanding, feel free to interrupt and say. So, in this purport, there are two particular words of significance. One is recompense, and the other is tenable. So, in layman terms, recompense means that if you have hurt or harmed someone, then you're trying to give them a compensation, whether it's by money or in different ways. You're trying to offer them a compensation you're giving. So basically that's what the word recompense means. But in this purport, Srila Prabhupada, in his translation word for word, he translated that as reward, that to offer a reward. So in this context we are going to speak today. And then the next word, tenable, at the end of this purport, tenable means that a defense system or defense mechanism, that what can you use to defend yourself against something. Let's say, for example, you're out there and a snake is there. So one of your defense mechanism might be to have a stick in your hand to try to ward it off or scare it away. So that's what tenable basically means. So in this way it's saying, what is that process that we can apply to use as a defense mechanism to ward off the influences of material life. So we can go more into that. So in our Vedic scriptures, it's described that knowledge comes down in what we call parampara or disciplic succession. You might have studied that in school. And there are four authorized lines or four authorized disciplic successions or parampara. One of which comes down from Lord Brahma. So the line that we are getting our knowledge from is called a Brahma Madhva Gaudiya Sampradaya. It has three names for a particular reason. Brahma, the beginning, Madhva, the end, and Gaudiya, or Lord Chaitanya. Sorry, Madhva the middle and Lord Chaitanya Gaudiya in the end. So this knowledge is given first from Krishna to Brahma, and then Brahma passed it down. So he's the beginning, the first person to expound this knowledge. And in the middle, Madhvacharya, he presented it in a practical way at the time. And in conclusion, Lord Chaitanya Gaudiya, he put this knowledge in the way in which we're receiving it today, in the form of devotional service and chanting the holy names. So that's why our sampradaya is called Brahma Madhva Gaudiya Sampradaya. So that just gives a little introduction, because these verses, and particularly today's verse, is being spoken by Lord Brahma. So that's why I mentioned the sampradaya. So Lord Brahma is speaking. As we all know, Lord Brahma is the creator. And who is he speaking to? He's speaking to Narad Muni. Narad Muni is his son, but also in this context, Narad is his disciple. So as we learned, you probably know that little song of the disciplic succession, right? Brahma Brahma Narada Narada Vyasa Vyasa. And like that, the knowledge comes down from teacher to student and coming down like that. So here, Brahma is speaking to his student, Narada. And what is he describing? He's describing today's chapter, today's topic, which is called the Purusha Shukta Confirmed. So what is the Purusha Shukta? Purusha Shukta means that transformation process by which we can realize the Lord, we can develop a relation, we can go back home, back to Godhead. So that's it's a Purusha Shukta is a process. So here Lord Brahma is describing that there are so much facilities needed. Like in different ages there are different practices for spiritual realization. And this particular one, they're talking about sacrifices. So in the former ages, to perform a fire jaga or sacrifice was such an elaborate and expensive process. Like for example, in the Ramayana, we learned that Lord Ram's father, Maharaj Dasarath, he performed a sacrifice. And the sacrificial pit is described to be 7 yojanas wide. So a yojana, I think it's 100 miles. So 700 miles width, that pit, so that's the diameter. So from here to Miami is 350 miles. So imagine that's half that pit. So such an elaborate arrangement had to be made.
Were people bigger then?
Say that again?
Were people much larger then?
Yes. Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
Because what would we do with the 700 mile sacrificial arena?
Oh. Krishna did so much with in Vrindavan where it expands and
from it.
Yeah.
The size.
The size, yeah.
So now we're playing it, tiny. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But still, the idea is that what it takes to perform a sacrifice, that's the topic here. So, and it's stated that this sacrificial pit, it wasn't just dirt or sand, it was laden with jewels. And there were golden pillars all around for the demigods to come and take their offerings. And not only that, but all the invitees, whoever the Maharaj Dasarath invited, he built them palaces for each one of their comfort to come to attend. So that's the standard. So imagine how expensive something like that can be. And, yeah.
A yojana is actually 8 miles.
Yeah, 8 feet.
Okay, so even 7 by 8, that's 56 miles, which is still a...
Still pretty big. There's some debate on that.
Yeah, but anyway, either way, even if it's only 7 miles, 7 miles wide a pit is, that's really big. That's really big. That encompasses all of Alachua pretty much. Yeah, okay, yeah. So anyway, it's good. That's why we have classes, right? And we have, yes. So the class is not for the speaker to teach, but also to learn. So, yeah.
So anyway... What is more important about the sacrifice is that you have to get, as what today's verse is describing, you have to get very learned brahmanas who are very qualified to pronounce these mantras exactly so that you get the right effect. Because in those days, it is not intention that works, it's the pronunciation that works. So, if you pronounce these mantras in the wrong way, you'll get the wrong result. So this is very important. And Srila Prabhupada is saying here that in today's world, we do not have those qualified people to pronounce these mantras. So if you don't know how to pronounce them well, you can get the wrong message. Like I heard there was a story of one foreigner. He came to the United States and he went to a zoo. and there was some reptile. And this reptile is close, and next to it there's a big sign. So he walked and looked at it, and he was thinking, oh, what's your name? And then he looked at his sign, he said, oh, your name is Venomous, because he has an accent. Oh, your name is Venomous. And the people are trying to tell him, don't go close, it says Venomous. So because of the way he's pronouncing it, that's the intention he's getting, and so he doesn't know what danger there is. So anyway, in the Vedic scriptures, also like that, that if there are stories of people who perform sacrifice to get one result, but because they pronounce the words, the priest pronounced the words wrong, they got the opposite result. So those things aren't practical today. They are not practical. So, as I mentioned earlier of the Brahma Madhava Gaudiya Sampradaya, that Lord Chaitanya brings this knowledge and he puts it into a conclusive way and he gave us a particular form. So this is described in one of the Upanishads called the Kali Santaran Upanishad, and also Lord Chaitanya mentioned in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adilila 17:21, that Harinam, Harinam, Harinam Eva Kevalam, Kalau Nasti Eva, Nasti Eva, Nasti Eva Gatir Anyata. Some of you might be familiar with that. So it's saying Harinam, Harinam, Harinam. In Vedic literatures, every something that's important is stressed three times. Anything of significance and importance is mentioned three times. So here, Harinam, Harinam, Harinam is saying that chant the holy names, chant the holy names, chant the holy names. And Kalau Nasti Eva, Nasti Eva, Nasti Eva. That Nasti means there is no other way. So no, there is no other way, there is no other way, there is no other way in this age of Kali but to chant the Lord's holy names. So here Srila Prabhupada is explaining in the purport that all these processes that what we're seeing now, sometimes people try to perform sacrifices, that they're, and especially in India you see this, it's primarily a cheating process because the effect would not be there. For one, because they're not qualified, and two, these processes is not applicable for our current, in our current lifetime or this current stage of life that we're in, it's Kali Yuga. So what is applicable is the chanting of the holy names. So Srila Prabhupada is saying that with everything what he's describing in this purport, that all these practices are mainly for material enjoyment, mainly for sense gratification, mainly for material development. But it really would not give us anything spiritually. Anytime you perform these rituals here, it would not give us spiritual realization. Accepting the holy names of the Lord, to chanting the holy names. So, with all what Srila Prabhupada is saying here and quoting what Lord Chaitanya talks about the holy names, we can put this in one nice little four-line poem. And so we can easily remember it. So please repeat after me. Sense pleasure is a dream. Krishna is supreme. The aim is praying. And the way is the name. You got it? You want it one more time? Okay, so again, let's go. Sense pleasure is a dream. Krishna is supreme. The aim is praying. And the way is the name. So in a nutshell, that's what we're discussing today, that life in this material world, enjoyment in this world is nothing but a dream. And as you grow up, you would understand that. But Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Krishna is supreme. And the aim of our life is to develop prema or love for Krishna. Prema is a Sanskrit word, which means the highest love for Krishna. So the aim is prema, and the way to do that is the holy names of the Lord. So the way is the name. And towards the end of this purport, that's what Srila Prabhupada is talking about, that the chanting of the holy name is what is tenable to us. So that's the defense mechanism, as we talked about in the beginning of our class, this defense mechanism, that this is a defense mechanism, this is our weapon to counter the influence of Kali, at least that to let it not affect our lives, that the chanting of the holy names. So this is the process for us, as what Srila Prabhupada is describing here. So with that, I would end here. And if there are any questions or comments or corrections, Ganga Narayan Prabhu, wait for the microphone, he's getting it here.
I want to help out the definition of tenable that you found.
Yeah.
Where did you find it?
Yeah, it's in the dictionary.
Because to me, tenable means practical. A better definition.
Yeah.
And that's why he described that worshiping the demigods is not practical in this age. And it builds up to the end that chanting the holy names is tenable in this social structure the way it exists today. That this is the only practical thing considering the expense of the other things, the difficulty in pronunciation. We just have a referee in the
judges. Yeah.
And if the priest made a mistake, the referee correct the priest. That's how they used to conduct judgments in Vedic times.
Yes, so Shama Takutu? Yeah, I don't talk internet here, so I'll pull it up from the different versions of the word. Yes, Shama Takutu.
Hare Krishna, thank you, Prabhu. I believe it was in Treta Yuga where the process of self-realization was the sacrifices.
Process meditation. Yes, second sacrifice to yoga,
So it must have been, you know, when I think about it, and as you were describing, they seem really intuitive with the demigods involved. But for it to be a process of self-realization, Krishna somehow must have been the aim of some form of Krishna, right?
Yes, that was the aim, but the process was different. The aim is the same. The aim is always one to please the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But due to time, place, and circumstances, the method has to be different. Okay, so the method would always be different due to time, place, and circumstance. Anywhere you turn, you find that. Even when you go in different countries, you see their practices. For even like the basic laws of the country or the basic activities of the country, everything would be so different. That is practical for them, this is practical for us. So, like that, because for one, we have very short lifetimes. Like it's stated, Valmiki Muni, he meditated for 60,000 years. Now, if we mentioned that to an outsider, they would think we were crazy. Who can live for 60,000 years? You know, if we live for 60 years, that's like a landmark for us. 60 or 100 years is a landmark. So 60,000 years he meditated to develop his spiritual activity. Srila Prabhupada is giving us a process in this age that he says that within a lifetime we can return back, come back to God if we apply. And how long is our lifetime? How long have we been exposed to Krishna consciousness? Maybe a few years, maybe 50 years, 40 years, 30, whatever. So it's we have to get something that's practical. With sacrifices also, nowadays people can hardly afford to buy a gold ring for their wife, you know, or not to speak of having the entire place laden with gold and jewels. Yeah, like this talked about lifting up when Krishna lifted Govardhan Hill. Under it wasn't dirt, it was all jewels, such an arrangement. So different times is different. So, anything else? Anything from the students? Yes, Prabhu?
You defined two words in the beginning of the class. One was tenable. What was the other one?
Recompense.
Recompense.
Yeah.
Tenable and recompense.
Yeah, and Srila Prabhupada described that in his word for word as reward. You know, just like that's how this whole pastime of the Govardhan Hill came about, because Nanda Maharaj and the residents of Vrindavan wants to offer a reward to King Indra for showering rain and thus their crops are growing. But Krishna changed that, you know, Krishna changed that. He instead of offering them the reward, he said, give it to Govardhan, because he's the one who really deserved the reward. He's the one who's really providing for us. And as such, you all know the story that Indra got upset, started showering rains to inundate Vrindavan, trying to get rid of all the residents, trying to kill them out. And Krishna very lovingly, instead of fighting with Indra, he decided he lifted Govardhan Hill. He was a little boy, so he lifted Govardhan Hill with his left hand, like this, his left hand. And then Mother Yashoda, his mother was saying, oh, are you sure that you're okay, you can make this? And she was scared that, you know, you're so little, your hands are so soft, are you able to hold this hill like this? And he said, oh, Mother, don't worry. Do you think this is difficult? Let me show you what I can do more. Then he put up his little finger. He said, look, I hold it in my little finger, not only my left hand, but even the pinky. And like that, he held it up. And so like that, all the Lord Indra realized that, oh, you know, this is no ordinary person. Yes, Mata?
Prabhu, is that what the imbalance in the world is facing right now, is due to lack of sacrifice?
According to the scripture, yes, sacrifice in different forms, yes. And sacrifice is always there. Even if you're a devotee or a non-devotee, we have to make sacrifice to get up early, go to work, or, you know, you can either get up early and come to Mangal Arati, or get up early and try to go to work, or get up early and try to make your ends meet. You have to make someone sacrifices eating whilst you're driving. You have to make someone sacrifices, keep a budget. So sacrifice is a day-to-day activity. None of us, even the students, you all have to make sacrifices to get up early, to come to school on time, to be in a certain dress code, to behave in a certain way. It's all a sacrifice. But when we apply Krishna to it, then it makes sense.
So that's really what has happened here, is that Srila Prabhupada has been sent by the Supreme Lord to give us the holy names, which is the supreme sacrifice. And that sacrifice alone, if we can give the holy names to anybody, just like little Sarasvati, do you kids remember what little Sarasvati would say? She would walk up to somebody and she would say, what? Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead. And if you say that once to just somebody who looks sad or confused, you please Krishna more than you can imagine.
So for your information, students, little Saraswati that Mataji is talking about, that's the first baby in ISKCON, the first child. So she's historic. Right?
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Hare Krishna. She is the daughter of Mother Malati and Shyamasundar Prabhu. They are very significant in the beginning of this movement, sacrifices they've made, and now all of us are getting the benefits. So, anything else? I guess we can stop here. Thank you very much, Srimad Bhagavatam.